St. George. And here's Larry Jewell right after this.
On the carry, make it second down. About 3 yards to go. At the Eastern 38. A short three. Sorridge, the quarterback. Number 12, Randy Sorridge. Wide to the right comes number 32, Glenn Soulet. And wide to the left, let's double check the numbers as we go. High formation on the running back. Once again, there are plenty of numbers. We have triplicate numbers and on the roster in some cases, so we're going to have to pick them up as we go. Hand off to Edwards. He gets a yard, and maybe that's it. Brought down in there. Let's check numbers for Dixie. Number 67 on the tackle is George Smith. Smith, who is a first-year man, freshman defensive tackle, listed at 6'2 and about 200 pounds. Actually, he's a little bigger than that as far as weight. Make a third down at about two yards and a half to 2 yards. Put it at the Eastern 39-yard line. They have to get just across the 40-yard line and just short of the 41 to get that first down. About a yard and a half, almost 2 yards to go on third down. Sorridge, long count at the line of scrimmage. Sorridge hands off to the second man through. Fumble on the play. Intended for Edwards. Did Dixie get it? Yes, indeed. And so a fumble with 13:25. Left in the first quarter of play. Dixie recovers a fumble, and that's Lance Hill, the veteran defensive back, who came up with that fumble recovery. Intended for Edwards, and the fumble is there, so Dixie takes over. First down and 10. And mark it down, finally, just inside the Eastern 38-yard line. Jumping off sides is an Eastern Arizona ball player. Flag on the play and getting through for the stop on the quarterback, Todd Reeves, is 51, Gonzalez, one of the team captains. But Gonzalez was not the man off sides. The man off sides was Nick Morissette. Morissette jumped off sides, was in that no man's land, the demilitarized zone, if you will. And so it'll be a penalty coming up against Eastern. Unless it was against Dixie. Apparently, there is a personal foul. Some confusion. Anyway, it's tough to figure out exactly what took place. They marched off 15 yards against Dixie and put it down at the Dixie 47-yard line. 15-yard penalty for some reason. Was it a personal foul or what? It looked like number 55... our man Morissette jumped outside, was in that no man's land. It's second down and 15, or second down and whatever. And jumping once again, long count at the line of scrimmage. Jumping and making contact is Eastern Arizona. So whatever took place, it was second down and 25 on a, unless it was a dead ball foul afterwards. But there was an infraction against Eastern Arizona, so we're suddenly having a raft of penalties to begin with. 15 yards against Dixie. Make it a back to the Eastern 48-yard line, just inside the 48, almost to the 47-yard line. Second and whatever. Let's mark it down about 20 yards to go. Long count. Back and pass is Reeves. Under pressure, getting through is Eastern. Reeves under pressure will be dumped. The offensive line didn't hold. And Reeves is down and hurt inside the 40-yard line. Todd Reeves, freshman out of Bonanza High School, is down and hurt. Eastern Arizona came bursting through. And Reeves, as Dixie's in reverse right now, Reeves is down and injured. What the problem is, we'll have to pick it up as we go. First of all, he grabbed his knee, but now he's on his back, acting almost like he's had the wind knocked out of him. It may be an ankle, a knee, wind knocked out, we're not sure. But it's inside the 40-yard line, and put it back at the Dixie 38 on the sack on Todd Reeves. Reeves, the man down, now being held to the sidelines, and make it third down. And if we can add it up, from the 47, make it 34 yards. Third down at 34, and Kenny Monk, freshman from Richfield High School, into the lineup. Monk can throw 12:25 left in the first quarter. Dixie recovered a fumble, but Ben has not been able to do anything on offense. This time some protection over the middle, almost intercepted. The man wasn't there. Instead was number 43, and that was Kordowski. Kordowski, number 43, was there, and was almost flagged down by Kordowski. It's a 4th-and-34 situation coming up for Dixie, as Reeves is on the sideline, put it at the Dixie 38 in an obvious punting situation, and Bobby Hagedorn to do the booting. Everything about this trip has seemed to be a little bit of a struggle for Dixie, but things have been coming out well so far. A lot of rain, and it's pouring down. Hagedorn kicks the water off the football, then kicks the football down to the 32-yard line. Fair catch by Eastern Arizona. There on the catch was number 32. That's Glenn Soleil. So Eastern Arizona, after fumbling to give Dixie the football in good position, then rose on defense and held Dixie. In fact, pushed them back, and it's first down and 10. Put it at the Eastern 32, almost to the 33-yard line. Let's make it to 33. Quarterback Sorage, I formation once again. Wide receiver to the right is Zimmerman. Wide receiver to the left also. That's number 32, Soleil, wide to the left, I formation. Sorage hands off to the second man through. That's Edwards. Edwards up and down as he gets a yard, maybe two on the play, up near the 34-yard line. Brought down in there by number 93 for Dixie. That's Ted Rickard. Rickard from that linebacker position. One trait that Coach Greg Croshaw had when he was a defensive assistant at Snow College is he had the linebackers very active. Put it just short of the Eastern 35-yard line, a gain of a couple, and make it second down and 8 yards to go after the run by Edwards. High formation on the running backs again, and split the receivers wide on each side. Sorage at the line of scrimmage, long count, maybe audibilizing. Handoff does not get handed off, and Sorage gets tackled after the running back got run down. Getting through in a hurry was Dixie's defense as Thompson came through in a hurry. They get third down, no gain. Fact of a loss of inches, if you will, as Sorage was run down after he faked the handoff. Third down and 8 yards to go. And virtually at the line of scrimmage for second down. Wide receivers on each side. The Dixie defense, rising to the occasion, caused one fumble. And this time is stopping Eastern Arizona. But back to pass to Sorage. Sorage over the middle has his man complete. Is it first down? No, it isn't. Brought down by Dixie. Complete to the tight end. That's number 81. That's Rick Mitchell, or is it William Matthews? Matthews is the wide receiver. Mitchell, the man who is the tight end. Let's double check the numbers on that. Mitchell is the tight end, yes. This particular 81 is Rick Mitchell. So the pass is complete. Put it at the 41-yard line. And it's fourth down, 2 yards to go. Punting situation, a rush by Dixie. To catch it, number 13 for Dixie, and that is Smiley. Smiley up across the 40-yard line and pushed down, but there's a flag on the play, the flag at about the 42-yard line. And let's see who it's going to be against. The official standing out in the middle of that rain along with everyone else. Determining what the call's going to be. 10:05 left in the first quarter. We have no score. And what has been a defensive hold against Dixie. Holding call against Dixie. And they're talking to the captain, Danny Gonzalez, right now. Gonzalez talking to the officials. So the Dixie defense is ready. The offense has been struggling. 15-yard penalty to begin things. From the point of the hold. So it's half the distance, and the hold was way back. And I didn't see where it took place. At the 20-yard line, mark it back to just about the 11-yard line, and it's first down and 10. At the, where are they going to put it? 11, 14, 15? Let's double check. About the 13-yard line, or close to it. 13, 14. Make it the Dixie 14-yard line, just short of the 15. First down and 10. Wide receivers, two on the left, one on the right. Kenny Monk, still the quarterback. In motion goes the slot man left. Monk back to pass, and he can throw. Throwing down to the right side, and short. Over one receiver, short of the second. Boxley, the intended receiver, and on the short side was number 81, Greg Sharp, the tight end, overshooting Sharp, too big for Boxley. Incompleted pass. Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 14. Put two running backs in that backfield. Wide man on the left is Davis Williams. Handoff, and a fumble on the play. The handoff is not there. Fumble on the play, and Eastern Arizona takes control of the football. So a fumble by Dixie. With 9:56 left, let's see who gets off that football. Number 65 is the man, and that is Gutierrez, Martin Gutierrez. Ball carrier, it was intended. The number 41 was our man who was going to be carrying John Johnson, and the connection was never made between Johnson and Monk. So a fumble recovered by Gutierrez, and it's first down and 10, and put it just about the Dixie 12. So Eastern Arizona's defense and Dixie's defense battling right now. Sorry, handoff to the second man through, and that looks like Edwards. Edwards down near the 10-yard line. On the carry, 10, or is it inside the 10? Put it down near the 9-yard line. Make it second down. And about 6. Nope. Make it a long 6. Put it at about the Dixie 9-yard line. Quarterback is Sorich. High formation once again. The running back long. Count by Sorich. Sorich pitches to his tailback, Edwards. Edwards turns upfield, gets some good yardage inside the 10. Down near the 6-yard line, maybe to the 5. Brought down in there by number 42. That's Taz Smith along with 37, Clement Carter. Carter and Taz Smith on the tackle. So big gain. Down inside the 10. Just about to the 5-yard line. So make it third down, about 2 yards to go after the run by Edwards. So Eastern Arizona threatening. Wide receiver right is Soleil. Wide receiver on the left also. Sorich at the line of scrimmage. Dixie's defense trying to swarm and prevent this score. Long count by Sorich. Pitches to Edwards. Edwards is stuck and knocked down in a hurry. Loss on the play. Getting through is Smith. Smith right there. Smith was the man who made the initial contact as he came bursting through. Loss on the play. Put it back at the 7 and make it fourth down, about 4 yards to go after the run by Edwards. Edwards doing most of the running right now. Into the lineup to do the booting is 14, Mike Waldbilling. Waldbilling to do the booting. The kick is up. Is it good? Or is it blocked? It is good. And there's a flag on the play. Down is the kicker, and there may be a penalty to Dixie afterwards. Let's wait and see. Down is the kicker. Personal foul, roughing the kicker. And so do you take back the field goal, or do you try it again? Waldbilling, as Dixie was going for the block, Waldbilling got cut down. And it will be a penalty against Dixie. Do you want to keep the field goal or do you want to move it back and try it again? That's the decision with 7:49 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Eastern Arizona right now. Do you keep it that way? Or is it marked off after? On the ensuing kickoff. Waldbilling is okay. Came up limping initially, but he's back on the field. And apparently it's going to be counted. So the field goal by Waldbilling. And where he was kicking from was about the 17-yard line. So approximately a 27-yard field goal. A correction, no. It was about the 12-yard line. So about a 22-yard field goal for Waldbilling. And it makes it 3-0 with 7:49 left. And so now they mark off the penalty after the kick. Some confusion not only by me, but by a lot of people on the sidelines. So apparently, the roughing of the kicker call came after the kick. And after it was ruled a dead ball, the field goal was good. And the roughing the kicker call came afterwards. So the 15-yard penalty is tacked on. Onside kick tried by Eastern Arizona gets through the hands of Dixie. Did Eastern Arizona recover? Apparently so. And Eastern Arizona came up with the football. So Dixie tried to pick up the onside kick that didn't go 10 yards, but it was touched by Dixie. Dixie did touch it. It didn't go the 10 yards. Dixie did touch it. Now the question is, if Dixie touched it, does that mean it's now a free ball? And apparently, it's still Dixie's ball, so the onside kick did not work. And it's confusion right now. The rain is letting up slightly, letting up to about 2 feet deep. It's still raining pretty good. Not quite as heavily as it was prior, so it'll be first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 39. So confusion throughout this first quarter now. A lot of tough calls, a lot of strange calls, and tough interpretations. In motion goes Dixie's running back. That's John Johnson. Hand off. Correction. Handoff goes to the Johnson. In motion was number 39 for Dixie. That was Rick Morton. Johnson goes nowhere. In fact, a loss on the play of a yard. So Johnson nailed for a loss. Make it second down and 11 yards to go. Almost 12. Second and 11, and put it at the Dixie. Oh, make that almost 12. Put it back at the Dixie 37-yard line. Make it second and 12. A short 12, but it's about a yard and a half loss. Wide receivers on each side. Two running backs on a wing formation. Back to pass is Monk. Looked like he was going to hold it up, going to hand it off, but Monk had to scramble. Monk got a half yard, maybe. Brought down by number 23, James Gasman. Gasman on the tackle along with Miller. Gain of maybe a half yard. Put it back up to the 38-yard line. Make it third down, about 11 yards to go. Things are struggling right now for Dixie on offense. Defense kept Eastern Arizona after some good opportunities to just a field goal. Wide receiver on the left is Davey Williams. Wide receiver on the right also. Back to pass is Monk. As time sets up, hits a short man intended for Johnson. Johnson drops it. Covered out there by number 51, Gonzalez. Johnson had it in his hands and it slipped right through, so incompleted pass. Little screen on the right was set up and Johnson had some running room. Incompleted pass. Make it fourth down and 11 yards to go at the Dixie 38, a punting situation. So right now it's 3-0 Eastern Arizona on the field goal. About a 22-yard field goal by Waldbilling. And Dixie's offense has been struggling. The defense has not given up a first down yet. To do the booting is Hagedorn. Hagedorn kicks it down to the 30-yard line where number 7 is Zimmerman. Zimmerman took it and marked it down at the 30-yard line. First down and 10. At the Eastern Arizona 30-yard line. So the punt by Dixie. Straight sides to the field. We've got a stalwart group of football fans. Came out in rain. Plenty of rain. A lot of umbrellas. A lot of raincoats. And surprisingly, a pretty good crowd to see the home opener for Eastern Arizona. Eastern Arizona, after the win last week against New Mexico Military, generating some excitement in the Safford and Thatcher area. Back to pass to Sorich. Sorich looks over the middle, hits his man. Complete to Mitchell. Flag on the play. And let's see what comes up. Just as Mitchell let go of the football, or got the football in his hands, there was a flag thrown by the official. Apparently, a holding call coming up against Eastern Arizona. So a little bit of a sloppy game, not only in the terms of the wet weather, but also in terms of things that have been happening. Not particularly a well-played game yet. You may see that some of the bugs moved out. Holding call. And from the point of the hole, move it back to the 20-yard line at the Eastern 20. Make it first down and 20. On the penalty. 10-yard penalty, in effect. Wide receivers on each side. Zimmerman on the near side. Let's check the far side. It looks like Soule, but we'll double check. Quarterback is Sorage. Hands it off to Edwards. Edwards across the 20 and down near the 23, maybe the 24-yard line. Brought down in there by number 50 for Dixie. That's Pete Reggett. Reggett's on the tackle along with Sampson. Put it at the 23. So Edwards has been doing the bulk of the ball carrying for Eastern Arizona. Make it second down and 17 yards to go. To the left goes Soule. To the right comes Zimmerman. Now once again, an I formation on the running back. Long count by Sorich. Hands off to Edwards, and Edwards is take the handoff to Edwards and a pass on the left side. It looked like Edwards was going to get the football. Good fake by Sorich, and then hit Mitchell, the tight end, on the left side. Edwards got a room full of tacklers just as it looked like he got the football. Sorich pulled it back and threw it to the tight end, Mitchell. Put it up to the 29-yard line. So a good pass completion from Sorich to Rick Mitchell, and Mitchell has been the favorite receiver so far. Make it third down, about 11 yards to go. Third down and long yardage. And Dixie's defense trying to hold. It's 3-0 Eastern Arizona right now. Wide to the left is Zimmerman. Wide to the right, Soule. Back to pass, Sorich. Sorich, under pressure, rolls to the right, passes to the right. Complete to Soule. First down. Soule came from the left side of the field, clear across to the right side. Covered out there by number 23 for Dixie, Darrell Turner. Turner had to follow him all the way across. And put it at the 42-yard line. So the first down earned by Eastern Arizona tonight on the completed pass to Soule. Make it first down and 10 and put it at the Eastern 42-yard line. Wide receivers on each side. Zimmerman to the right. Back to pass. Sorich over the middle, has his tight end, Mitchell. The ball is kicked out, and Dixie recovers. Is it a complete pass? Yes, it is, but the hit by Dixie forced the fumble. So the pass is complete to Mitchell. And as Dixie got the hit, knocked the football away from Mitchell, and with 4:12 left in the first quarter, Dixie gets the football again. So the pass is complete to Mitchell for the first down. And put that at about the Dixie 35-yard line. That's first down and 10 after the fumble recovery by Carter, and put it at the Dixie 39-yard line. So it was hit about 4 yards back. So Mitchell was hit and hit hard by Dixie. And Clement Carter, the man, on the fumble recovery. So tough defense has forced another fumble by Eastern Arizona. One setback. Wide receiver, slot man left, and wide receivers on each side. In motion goes 39 Morton. Draw play to Johnson. Johnson has his feet cut out from under him at the 36-yard line. Getting through is number 44. That's Mike Blanton. Blanton on the tackle as Johnson goes nowhere. And a loss of yardage. Loss of about 3 yards on the play. Make it second down and about 13 yards to go. 13 plus, as it was just on the 39-yard line, and now it's just inside the 36. 3:43. Left in the first quarter of play. It's 3-0 Eastern Arizona. Virtue of a Walt Billing field goal that was set up after a fumble. Wide receivers on each side. Williams on the left. In motion goes Morton once again. Back to pass is Monk, but there are whistles every play. Stopping play. The officials whistling. And apparently, there is a penalty against Dixie once again, and a big one. So Dixie, from the 36-yard line, will have 5 yards. No, correction, just 5 yards marched off. 5-yard penalty. Apparently too long before they got that snap off. Make it second down and about 18 yards to go. Put it back just inside the Dixie 31, 18-plus yards. In motion is Morton once again. Back to pass. Monk, long count. Pass is over the middle, complete to Dixie. Number 80 is her man. That's Ed Ruggieroli out of the tight end position, and Dixie picks up its first down of the night. So Kenny Monk to Ruggieroli. Pass completed, make it first down and 10. And Dixie, which has been in reverse much of the night on offense, this time goes forward and gets the first down. Put it down at the Eastern Arizona 49-yard line. Wide to the left comes Davey D. Williams. Double check a wide man to the right. His back is turned to us, or his side is turned to us. Back to pass is Monk. Monk over the middle. Complete to Ruggieroli, not dropped. Ruggieroli went up, had two men with him. Couldn't hang on to it. Gonzalez there. Hit Ruggieroli as the football got there. Ruggieroli, actually a third-year man for Dixie, because he was injured his freshman year and then actually played his freshman year last year. So incompleted pass. Ruggieroli was not going to be coming back this year until he discovered that he could come back, play another year of junior college, and under the new NCAA ruling, still have 2 years of eligibility at a major school. So he bulked up, came back as a tight end instead of a wide receiver. Split the running backs behind Monk. Wide receiver's out again. Here comes the blitz. Monk loses the football. Fumble on the play. The slick football is hot. Monk brought the arm back. Slipped right out of his hands and is recovered by Eastern Arizona. Monk. On a second and 10 situation, fumbles the football. Just had it slip right out of his hands. It's wet out there. As Monk brought it back, brought the arm back, and just had the football just slip out of his hands. Make it first down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 34, just inside the 35. Fumble recovered by Eastern Arizona, so there are two fumbles on each side. But Eastern has converted one to a field goal, and that's the difference right now. 3-0. Gila Monster is out in front of the Rebels. Back to pass to Storage. Has some time. Has his tight end. Complete. Storage inside the 30. The correction of Storage to Mitchell. And Mitchell hit there by number 50. That's Reggetts along with 93-10 Rickard. Rickard and Mitchell. Rickard and Reggetts on the tackle. Put it down at the 29-yard line. On the pass completion, Sorich to Mitchell. That tight end is getting a busy time of it. Second down and 5. Sorich looks across the defense. High formation on the running backs. The tailback is way back there. Good couple of strides behind his man. Sorich pitches back to Edwards. Edwards along the right side. Edwards breaks one tackle. Flag on the play. Edwards inside the 15. There's a flag up around the 23-yard line. But Sorich, just as he got nailed, pitched back to Edwards. And Edwards put it down inside the 20. But it looks like you're going to have to bring it all back. There is a flag thrown by the officials and a lot of penalties in this first quarter. 3-0 Eastern Arizona. March it back from the point of the penalty, about the 23-yard line. We'll have to wait and see whether it was a clip or an illegal block or what. Clip. 15-yard penalty. To make it second down once again, put this back at about the Dixie 38 from the point of the clip, the 23-yard line. Second down, 14 yards to go for Eastern Arizona. A minute 47 left in the first quarter, and it's 3-0 right now. Like Ryan throwing a shutout pass. Over the right side, complete. To number 32, Soleil, and he is hit by number 23, Darrell Turner. Soleil curled inside Turner and got the pass complete from Sorich. Soleil was wide open, enough for the first down. So the pass complete from Sorich to Soleil. Pass complete, make it first down, and 10 yards to go. And mark it at the 23-yard line. Timeout called by Eastern Arizona with the score 3-0 Eastern Arizona. You're listening to Rebel Football on KDXU.
A better car to make you proud, to ride like a cloud. A look nice, better priced, dependable car. That's what Chuck's Auto features. In a word, Chuck's Auto has 280Zs, customized vans, America's number one sports car, the Camaro, as well as a host of conventional cars, all for the discriminating car owner. Price-wise, too, it's always a good idea to talk with Chuck's Auto first, the dealer where the selection is larger. Chuck's Auto, 447 North Bluff in St. George, just across from the Steak Center.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for
Wow, wouldn't a Whopper go good right now? Well, this week at Burger King, you can get the one and only Whopper for just 99 cents, and you don't even need a coupon. 100% pure flame-broiled beef with your choice of real onion, crunchy pickles, zesty ketchup, and real mayonnaise, plus farm-fresh tomato and crispy lettuce. And you can get a Whopper for just 99 cents at 938 St. George Boulevard in St. George.
Aren't you hungry for
KDXU, St. George.
Back at Thatcher, Arizona, minute 26 left in the first quarter of play. Handoff on a first and 10 situation. Went to Mike Robinson, and Robinson went right down to the 1 yard line, but there was a flag on the play. That was one of the reasons why Robinson had it all alone for himself, an apparently illegal use of hand. Fumble recovery on the first down and 10 situation. But by the time the fumble is recovered, it's back in the 24-yard line of Dixie. So second down, 12 yards to go. And the ball is slippery. It's slippery on both sides of the field, but it seems to be affecting Dixie more in the second quarter than it is Eastern Arizona. Monk, under pressure. Passes on the left side, intended for Boxley, overthrows his man. Monk heard footsteps and felt footsteps coming at him. Tried to dump it off quickly to Boxley, and incomplete pass. Put it back at the Dixie 24. Third down. 12 yards to go with 54 seconds left in Eastern Arizona leading 17-0. Going out is Boxley. Coming back in for Dixie is John Smiley. So far, it's been a long, wet, cold, miserable night for Dixie against Eastern Arizona. Kenny Monk, the quarterback. Tall, slender young man. Back to pass. Gets a good block. Throws. Intended for number 13, Smiley, diving for the football. Is number 5, that's Frank Nolan, and Nolan could not come up with it. Incompleted pass. Stops the clock with 47 seconds left. Fourth down, 12 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 24, and it is moist in Thatcher, Arizona. Back to do the booting is Hagedorn. On the far side is Zimmerman. On the near side is Soule. Little mix-up on the blocking on the punt. Hagedorn gets a good punt away. Kick coming down to Soule at the 42-yard line. Soule gets around one tackler. Gets by two and three tacklers and finally across midfield. Flag on the play. Back about the 48-yard line of Eastern Arizona. Soule is pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line or 44-yard line of Dixie. But there is a flag upfield. You start looking for blocking or clipping problems at that point. And the rain is starting to pick up or fall down, I should say, a little bit harder. It is coming down hard once again. The rain, which has been a steady drizzle with a capital drizz, is coming down much stronger. So the penalty coming up against Eastern Arizona with 35 seconds left. And put it back at the point of the penalty. March it back to the 37-yard line. So it's an illegal use of hands back at the 42-yard line of Eastern Arizona. 5-yard penalty. First down and 10. Put it at the Eastern Arizona 37. High formation on the running backs once again. And Pavlich in front of Edwards. On the near side is Brown. On the far side is Zimmerman. And a wet crowd is starting to meander towards the exit with a 17-0 lead. Back to pass is McDaniel. McDaniel under pressure. McDaniel will be stopped and sacked. There on the tackle is number 67 for Dixie. That's George Smith. Smith gets through there. They get second down. Timeout called by Dixie with 17 seconds left in the first half of play. 17-0 Eastern Arizona. Back in 30 seconds.
Beat the rush and come on into St. George Honda and check the quality of the new ATC 83s. The new Honda 83 ATC makes the tough jobs easier and a lot more fun. Powerful overhead cam engine with high-performance CDI ignition and a 5-speed wide ratio transmission. Honda Easy Start System. Automatic clutch makes shifting easy. And for 83, the new front fork suspension. Follow the leader to St. George Honda for the new ATC 83s.
Follow the leader. He's on a Honda.
It'll be second down, about 16 yards to go, and put it at the Eastern 31-yard line. Wide to the left is David Brown. Wide to the right is James Zimmerman and Tony McDaniel, the backup quarterback for Eastern Arizona in there. Sorich, who has gotten wet enough out in the middle of that field, gives way to McDaniel. 17 seconds left. It's 17-0 Eastern in the first half. Dixie has a long ways to come back on the muddy field. Back to pass, setting up the screenplay. McDaniel, intended for Pavlich, and closer to it than anybody else, was number 54, Chris Betancourt, was not across the line of scrimmage. Betancourt was closer than Pavlich. Pavlich caught behind his own blocking, could not get to it, so an incompleted pass stopped the clock with 10 seconds left in the first half. Third down, 16 yards to go at the Eastern Arizona 31-yard line. Gila Monsters, big and tough, and they're playing probably not as well as they would like to until the second quarter. The first quarter was a little ragged for Eastern, but the second quarter has been a dream for the Gila Monster fans. They've enjoyed this one. A little bit of a nightmare for Dixie with all the wetness. Handoff goes to Pavlich. Pavlich up to the 40-yard line. Timeout. Once again, calls. Put it at the 40-yard line. The officials call timeout, and we'll keep it right here. Pavlich, good carry. Put it at the Eastern 40-yard line. Fourth down, make it close to seven and a half yards to go. As it's just inside the 40, across the 39 and just inside the 40. The football, you can see, is under wraps. You barely see the football until it's time for the offensive team to get things going. I think I'll close the window just slightly. We're starting to get the monsoon coming from the northeast. And it's coming in our window here. Wide right is Sule. To the left comes Zimmerman. Quarterback is McDaniel once again. And with 3 seconds left in the first half, this will be the last play on a fourth down and seven situation. McDaniel fakes the handoff. McDaniel pitches back to Zimmerman. Zimmerman trying to turn upfield. A little razzle-dazzle on the reverse. Zimmerman across the 40-yard line, still on his feet at the 45-yard line, and a flag on the play. A flag as the first half ends. There is a flag at the 46-yard line as Zimmerman got up to the 46, almost to the 47. See where the official marks it down. And depending on... It's an unsportsmanlike conduct call. It's being pointed against Eastern Arizona. And number 64 apparently was a man. Let's wait and see. Or is it against Dixie? It must be against Dixie. They pointed at number 64 of Eastern Arizona. But apparently there's an unsportsmanlike conduct call. As Zimmerman on the carry gets up near the 47-yard line. And the first half is not over. The reserves for Eastern Arizona start to trot to the sideline and headed towards the dressing room to try to dry off. Good luck. Make it the 46-yard line of Eastern Arizona. And because the Because the period cannot end on a penalty, 15-yard penalty, puts it at the Dixie 39. And so the dead ball foul, the unsportsmanlike conduct call against Dixie at the 39-yard line, and one more shot for Eastern Arizona, leading 17-0 before the end of the half. If you can keep stacking up the penalties, you can keep things going. Handoff goes up the middle, and Pavlich gets a yard, and that's it. At the end of the first half of play, Eastern Arizona 17, Dixie nothing. Let's take a two-minute break and come right back and recap the score.
J&J Mill and Lumber want to invite you to their store the next time you need lumber, hardware, paint, or building materials. Right now, J&J is offering you a big savings on lumber building materials, like 2x4 economy studs for 79 cents and wall paneling starting at $5.99 a sheet. J&J carries a complete line of tools, hardware, and fine-quality Pratt and Lambert paints to complete your building project. The friendly and courteous folks at J&J are always ready to serve you. J&J Mill and Lumber, 180 North, 300 East in St. George.
The service department of Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury is a plus. In fact, it's more than a plus. You know that your car is serviced well when you go to Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. The factory-trained mechanics, outstanding equipment, these guys know what they're doing. And if you need help with your car or truck and need help in getting it worked on properly, take it to Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again, and they give plenty of good service too. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George.
Because so many people have switched to Snow's Gibson's discount for all their one-stop shopping, they're now remodeling and making their store bigger and better than ever before. Right now at Snow's Gibson's, they have thousands of case goods in stock for a bigger savings to you. That's why Snow's Gibson's will meet or beat all other local food store ads every day of the week. Join in with the crowd at Snow's Gibson's discount, where you always have a friend of the family.
Currently 63 degrees in downtown St. George. You're listening to Rebel Football on 1450 KDXU, St. George, Utah.
A better car to make you proud, to ride like a cloud, a look nice, better price, dependable car. That's what Chuck's Auto features. In a word, Chuck's Auto has 280Zs, customized vans, America's number one sports car, the Camaro, as well as a host of conventional cars, all for the discriminating car owner. Price-wise, too, it's always a good idea to talk with Chuck's Auto first, the dealer where the selection is larger. Chuck's Auto, 447 North Bluff in St. George, just across from the Stake Center.
Back in Thatcher, Arizona, where Dixie is trailing badly right now, 17-0. The defense held well in the first quarter, played an outstanding effort, but the offense never got on track. There was an injury to Todd Reeves as he was sacked on the second play, the first play of the game, first real play, as there were penalties the first two times that first two plays of the game when Dixie got the football for the first time on offense. And then Todd Reeves was sacked on a second and 20 situation at the Eastern 48-yard line. The sack on Reeves way back at about his own 38-yard line, and Reeves was injured. We couldn't tell whether it was knee, ankle, whatever, or whether it was just the wind knocked out of him, but Kenny Monk came in at that point, and Monk, who is the last remaining quarterback right now, has been in doing the job since. Things got underway well for Dixie as Eastern Arizona, on a third and two situation, coughed up the football. A fumble with 13:25 left in the first quarter of play, and that looked like things were going to go well for Dixie, but the Eastern Arizona defense held, took the quarterback out of the game for Dixie, the starting quarterback, and then Eastern Arizona forced Dixie into the punting situation. Eastern forced into the punting situation, and then Dixie fumbled with 9:56 left on a second down and 10 situation at their own 14-yard line. That gave Eastern Arizona the football at the Dixie 13 as number 65 for Eastern. That was Martin Gutierrez came up with the fumble recovery. Gutierrez gave the position, but Dixie almost was able to hold it out and keep the score. Finally, from approximately 22 yards out. Walled Billing kicked a field goal, soccer style. Walled Billing put it in to make it 3-0. That was with 7:49 left in the first quarter of play. After the kick, Walled Billing was bumped by a Dixie defender, so a roughing the kicker call against Dixie, and that was marched off on the ensuing kickoff, and Dixie really has never been able to come out of the hole since. A fumble by Eastern Arizona with 4:12 left in the first quarter of play was returned with 2:50 left in the first quarter of play as Dixie fumbled. And then, at that point, Eastern Arizona began their first touchdown drive. They began at the Dixie 34-yard line and finished as the second quarter began, 3 seconds into the second quarter, on a quick look-in pass from Sorich to David Brown. The point after was good by Walled Billing, and it was suddenly 14-0. Once again, a Dixie fumble with 12:49 left in the first half set up the next touchdown as Eastern Arizona took over the football at their own 40-yard line, marched it down. Big pass was the look-in pass quickly from Sorich to Soleil that took it from the Eastern 44 down to the Dixie 14-yard line. And then Sorich hit tight end Rick Mitchell in the end zone with 10:26 left in the first half. That point after good again by number 14, Walled Billing, and it's 17-0, and that's the way the first half ended. Let's take a quick 60-second break, and you're listening to KDXU in St. George, Utah. Quickly, BYU had the good game against Georgia today, even though they finally lost 17-14. In Tempe, Arizona right now, at halftime, try this one on for size, Utah 10, Arizona State 6. For Utah fans, that's a great, great score. For Arizona State fans, it's a surprise. So 10-6. You're listening to KDXU in St. George, Utah. Let's take a quick 60-second break with Eastern Arizona leading Dixie 17-0, and we'll be right back.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for
Wow, wouldn't a Whopper go good right now? Well, this week at Burger King, you can get the one and only Whopper for just 99 cents, and you don't even need a coupon. 100% pure flame broiled beef with your choice of real onion, crunchy pickles, zesty ketchup, and real mayonnaise, plus farm fresh tomato and crispy lettuce. And you can get a Whopper for just 99 cents at 938 St. George Boulevard in St. George.
Aren't you hungry?
Beat the rush and come on into St. George Honda and check the quality of the new ATC 83s. The new Honda 83 ATC makes the tough jobs easier and a lot more fun. Powerful overhead cam engine with high-performance CDI ignition and a 5-speed wide ratio transmission. Honda Easy Start System. Automatic clutch makes shifting easy. And for 83, the new front fork suspension. Follow the leader to St. George Honda for the new ATC 83s.
Follow the leader. He's on a Honda.
Back at Thatcher, Arizona on a rainy night. Well, it's not in Georgia. It is in Arizona, and that's kind of rare for people to think about rain in southern Arizona. We have with us athletic director Ladd Muller, though. Coach, and I used to call you coach from the years that you were coaching the football team here. We were just comparing some notes. I found a clipping when you were playing with Arizona State University back in the late 50s, and you inaugurated the Frank Cush era there.
Yeah, that was 1958 and 59, Arizona State, Frank's first 2 years.
He was a young coach then. Was he just as mean as the reputation calls for?
Well, I think he was worse then than he is nowadays.
He's mellowed?
He's mellowed considerably.
Now, you played football here at Eastern Arizona before you went to Arizona State.
Yes, I did.
And your coach here was?
Well, my coach here was Elmo Roundy. He's now the director, head of the PE department, men's PE department, Brigham Young University.
So you have long ties here at Thatcher.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I'm from Thatcher.
So it's nice to come back.
Yes, I'm a native here, and I've been back. This is my 19th year back here at Eastern Arizona.
Now, Eastern Arizona, going into this season, was picked by some of the papers out of the Phoenix area as the number 5 team in the league, and they haven't shown that. They've won their first game and on the way to a second win as they keep this going.
Well, we don't have a lot of respect in the metropolitan areas yet. We've kind of been down the last few years. We hope we're getting things turned around a little bit and kind of surprise a few people up in the Phoenix area and perhaps better the showing that they anticipate or ranked us as far as the state's concerned. They did rank us 5 out of 6, and we feel we're a better football team than that right now.
Well, you definitely showed that tonight, that you're a much better football team than that ranking.
Well, we've got some good people. Got a lot of people out. We've still got about 90 people on our squad and some good skilled people, good speed and everything. It's terrible weather we're having here tonight, but I guess it's the same for both teams, but I sure don't like to see this kind of weather for football games.
Is September normally the monsoon season in Thatcher?
Well, it's anybody's guess. Normally it's August, September, yes, sir.
So that's when the rains come?
Right, seem like, but this is probably a little more so than what we're used to.
A little background on Eastern Arizona. This is probably the smallest school in the conference that plays football, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We're the smallest school that plays football, and probably I'd say the third smallest school in the basketball league, with about 1,700 students on campus, full-time, part-time bodies.
Now, the junior college system or community college system in Arizona, I understand, is run a little bit differently than it is in other states as part of the school district. Is that the same situation in that?
No, we have a state community college league, but we have individual governing boards in each district.
And so this is the governing board that surrounds the normal school district that is designed just for the community college?
Yes, they're just, we have a five-member board that's just responsible for our junior college here, and then we have some satellite campuses up in Globe and also up in Greenlee County at Clifton.
Now, some of the schools in the league, I know, have not played football. Most of the schools have not. It's more of the exception than the rule. A lot of schools have basketball and baseball programs. I've heard reports that Yavapai has given up their basketball program. Is this getting a budget crunch in parts of the state now?
Well, depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the basketball coach, he said the budget hasn't got anything to do with it. But if you talk to some of their administrators or board people, they would say, yes, that's part of it. But talking to Dave Brown at Yavapai, he says that they've gotten people onto their board that care very little for any kind of athletics, and so they're just wanting to wipe them out, and that's what they're doing for the 83-84 school year. They've cut their men's basketball program, and it's kind of a shame because Yavapai has competed nationally very successfully and won the league here in the state several times. They've got a good program.
Now, Eastern Arizona has a good reputation outside of the Phoenix area, if not inside the Phoenix area.
Well, we like to think so. Of course, we're the oldest community college in the state of Arizona. We go way back to about 1888, and so we think we've got a lot of things going for us, and we're getting things turned around here athletically and academically. Our enrollments are up this year for the first time in several years. We've kind of been on a decline, but we've made a very healthy increase this semester, this year, over what we've had, and so we think we're getting going the right direction.
As far as athletically, the school has produced a lot of athletes who've gone on to start major schools.
Yes, I mentioned a few moments ago, I coached football here for 14 years and had a lot of people playing major colleges, and there's been a lot before and since that time they've played, and we've had people playing the pros and everything else over the years. In fact, Mark Gastineau, that is one of the leading pass rushers for the New York Jets right now, number 99. He played for me here at Eastern about 5 years ago.
I understand you put one in the Academy Award nomination.
Yes, we've got one of those, too. It's Nick Nolte, I think you're probably talking about. He played here at Eastern Arizona several years ago, too. Yeah.
People say, yep, the actor. That's the same one, right?
Yes, that's right.
Were you his coach then?
No, Jess P's coach. That was before I came here.
Now, Jeff Bees is now back as an assistant. He's been with the school for a number of years, hasn't he?
Yes, Jeff has been here, I'd say, about 25 years now. And he was head coach for about 3 or 4 years, and then he's been an assistant coach ever since. The head coaches keep changing, but Jeff keeps hanging in. They're very knowledgeable and kind of low-key, but he's really a top assistant coach.
Well, we might as well let you exercise your old football coaching ability. First half, assessment of both teams.
Well, Eastern's thrown the ball very well the first half. They've got excellent protection for the quarterback, generally speaking, where I don't think Dixie College has been able to enjoy that to the same success. I've been surprised with it because the weather's so wet, as wet as it is, that they've thrown so successfully, and Dixie's they've rushed fairly effectively, and then they'll fumble or have a miscue or something. But the game is just the opposite as far as what the two teams have been able to do, as I was anticipating. I thought Eastern would run and Dixie would throw the ball. Of course, with Dixie's starting quarterback getting hurt, this didn't help the situation either. That's a very demoralizing thing for any ball club. But I've been real surprised at the effectiveness of Eastern throwing game so far in the first half. They've thrown the ball well. They've been able to catch it, and it's been a surprise. And I think that's been the difference in the ball game at this point.
Sorich looks very poised back here.
Yes, Sorich is he's an older kid. He played here 2 years ago, and then in the spring ball he went to Northern Arizona University. And then he transferred back here and laid out a year, and then he transferred back this year. So he's been out of high school 3 years. And he comes from an old football family. His dad was an All-American quarterback at Northern Arizona University several years ago.
So he kind of has it in the blood.
Oh, yes. He's from the time he's a little kid. I've known Randy, and he's had it all of his life.
Coach Vlad Mulino, the athletic director at Eastern Arizona, thank you for being with us, and good luck with your programs this year.
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to visit with the people in Utah.
We'll be back in just, let's take a quick two-minute break. The score at halftime once again, 17-0, Eastern Arizona in front of Dixie. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the second half.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for
Wow, wouldn't a Whopper go good right now? Well, this week at Burger King, you can get the one and only Whopper for just 99 cents, and you don't even need a coupon. 100% pure flame-broiled beef with your choice of real onion, crunchy pickles, zesty ketchup, and real mayonnaise, plus farm-fresh tomato and crispy lettuce. And you can get a Whopper for just 99 cents at 938 St. George Boulevard in St. George.
Aren't you hungry for
Are you thinking about adding a patio, driveway, or sidewalk to your home, or even building a new home? Be sure to stop by and visit with the friendly folks at J&J Ready Mix Concrete in St. George. They're going to be glad to advise you on the right type and amount of concrete you need. They have both front and rear discharge mixers, as well as a concrete pump for those hard-to-reach areas. So when you need concrete, sand, gravel, or concrete pipe, see J&J Ready Mix Concrete, 1051 North Bluff Street in St. George.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George has a good selection of used cars and trucks. Oh, yes, they do. And that's because they sell so many new cars and trucks, and a lot of the customers have solid trade-ins. Each used car or used truck, before it goes out on the lot, goes through the service department, and they know what's wrong, and they fix it. So you know, when you go get a car or a truck off the used car lot of Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, it's ready for you. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again.
Get ready for Rodeo Week with all sorts of fantastic bargains at Snow's Gibson's Discount in St. George. Madman Western shirts were $12.97, but now only $7.88. Boys Western shirts sizes 4 through 7, only $6.88 for short sleeve and $8.88 for long sleeve. And by going to Snow's Gibson's this week, you can save 50% on all boys, girls, men's, and women's Western hats. So be in style for the rodeo by going to Snow's Gibson's Discount in St. George.
Back in a damp, and that's an understatement, Thatcher, Arizona, it has been raining. It's been raining almost constantly since about 2 hours before the football game. There's been a light drizzle developing, and then it became downright rain, and then a capital R on that rain. And the track has received so much water, you almost expect to bring out the pet alligators in order to protect the king with a moat around the field. It's nice and wet. And they're sending out the captains initially to make their decisions on the second half of play. Andy LeGros and number 78 for Eastern Arizona is Harvey Bricky. Bricky and LeGros talking, and Dixie will be receiving and defending the north goal. Eastern Arizona will be doing the kicking and defending the south goal. Both teams look guarded as they come out, as it's obviously a very wet night and not fit for man nor beast, but football players, on the other hand, will still play.
Dixie versus Eastern Arizona, and right now it's been a 17-0 lead for Eastern Arizona as Eastern has dominated this football game. We're waiting for the rest of the Dixie squad to show up. I suspicion there has been some long and serious discussion taking place in that halftime. One of the men who made the trip with the team is an avid Dixie College fan, Rulon Petty. And Rulon, you've been sitting up here with me all night out of the rain. It's pleasant to be up here as opposed to down there.
I'd rather be here. I'm sure it's a lot worse down there than it is up here. So we're a little bit disappointed because of the score right now, but we're hoping for the second half.
You heard it from a solid Dixie fan, right?
Right.
Dixie back out onto the field right now, and we're about ready to get underway. The Eastern Arizona team going through a few stretches to begin the second half of action. It's interesting that just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, there was some discussion about why not, among some physical education teachers and among physical therapists, why not go through a similar stretching situation instead of warm-ups at the halftime as you come out for the second half? Why not go through some stretches, some loosening up, instead of the warm-up situation of throwing the football around? Actually go through some stretches and stretch out those muscles, because you've spent 15 minutes in the locker room and not had a chance to really loosen up again. Many physical education teachers feel that after study felt like most of the football injuries occur in the third quarter, when the team, after working hard throughout the first half, have had a chance to sit down for a little while and then get a little stiff. Coach Mike Minnick, second-year coach at Eastern Arizona, actually third season at Eastern, but his second year as the head man, came in as an assistant for Ken Sawin. Sawin since moved on as an assistant to Texas El Paso and was wiped out in the scourge of the UTEP coaching staff last year, as UTEP's head coach was fired, and when the head coach goes, so do the assistants. And Sawin, reports are that he had gone to West Texas State University, but there's no confirmation of that. But Minnick came in as an assistant to Sawin and was also a head basketball coach for the women's team at Eastern Arizona. When Sawin left, Minnick became the head man. So apparently, there is a penalty to begin the second half of action. Nope, they're just marching down to the 40-yard line. I keep looking at what's going to be taking place. There have been some strange things to try to follow tonight. Some strange interpretations, especially in the first quarter. And it's been going both ways, some strange interpretations, but we've gotten things settled down. And since the first quarter, which ended 3-0, after a good defensive effort on both sides, Eastern Arizona opened up in the second half and got two touchdowns and now leads 17-0. Back deep to receive will be Snidey on the near side, and on the far side, let's double check. It looks like number 35 is our man. Oh, correction. 39 is our man, Rick Morton. Morton, freshman from Vernal. Got one of the two first downs for Dixie, and one of the three first downs. John Johnson got one on the ground. Morton got one on the fake punt situation. And the pass play to Ruggieroli was the third first down. The kick short and picked up by Dixie. And dropped by Dixie. Number 81 is the man for Dixie. That's Greg Sharp, tight end. And there is a flag on the play. Blanton on the tackle. Put it down at about the 32-yard line on the kick. And there is a flag on the Eastern Arizona side of the field. But there is a penalty against Dixie. And let's see what the call is.